Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Just a trigger warning, today's episode involves sexual assault. National statistics show 1 in 6 women are sexually assaulted during their lifetime. As horrifying as that statistic is, it's even higher in the western region of Alaska. In a 2017 Crime in Alaska supplemental report, felony sex offenses in the western region were the highest in the state. They reported a rate of 410.1 per 100,000 people for sexual assault crimes. The second highest rate was Anchorage, which is the most populated city in Alaska. Their rate was 251.7 per 100,000. According to the Alaska Victimization Survey, over half of adult women in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have experienced intimate partner violence, sexual violence, or both in their lifetime. 1 out of every 4 adult women in the YK Delta have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime. Alaska Native women are part of a group that face the highest rates of being victims of sexual assault in the nation. 42% of felony sex offense victims in the state of Alaska were Alaska Native females. This group only makes up less than 8% of the state's total population. Traditionally, those who report their assault often are forced to relive the trauma of their attack several times, providing statements to the police, hospital personnel, and advocates. They endure busy emergency rooms and healthcare providers who sometimes lack the training and experience for working with these victims. Sexual assaults reported to the police seldomly get referred to prosecutors, and even fewer lead to convictions. Another important fact, in 2016, an audit was conducted by the governor's office and the Alaska State Troopers. They uncovered 3,800 rape kits across the state that had never been processed. Alaska spent millions of dollars trying to get through the backlog, but over 800 kits remained unprocessed as of October of 2020. On the night of December 18th, 2020, Juanita Nick was raped by 32-year-old Samuel Stephen Jenkins. Juanita called the Bethel Police Department at 3:41 a.m. to report the assault. After 5 hours, the police had not shown up, and Juanita called again at 8:53 and then again at 10:06. After 7 hours, the police finally showed up. They claim understaffing as an excuse for the delay, and the Bethel Police Department chief had made a public statement in October about a lack of officers to respond to the 30 to 40 calls the police receive a day. A sexual assault kit was done at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel. The sexual assault response team makes these kits available to law enforcement within 24 hours of administration. Juanita consistently made contact with officers to ask for updates. During one interaction with an officer, the officer asked her if the police had picked up her rape kit yet. The Bethel Police Department did not retrieve the kit from YKHC until January 22nd, 34 days after it was administered. State law requires that these kits be submitted to the crime lab within 30 days. On March 3rd, Juanita contacted the district attorney's office. When she asked about her case, she was told that no charges had been referred to their office from Bethel. The following day, March 4th, in snowy, wintry conditions, Juanita, with a handful of supporters, protested outside of the Bethel courthouse. They held signs and chanted. Some of the signs were asking why it was taking so long for rape kits to be processed. 6 days after her protest, the DA called Juanita to inform her that they would be looking into her case. On March 30th, the Bethel City Council had a special meeting. During this meeting, the council approved to hire an independent investigator to evaluate the handling of sexual assault cases. Rachel Gurnett, a former sex crimes prosecutor with years of experience in the Delta, was hired to evaluate not only the police department's handling of information, but also the local resources who are involved with victims. Upon completion of her evaluation, a report will be provided to the City Council. During the same meeting, BPD's chief made his first statements about Juanita's case, saying that everything was handled properly and that they had a solid case against her rapist. 110 days after her assault on April 12, 2021, Samuel Stephen Jenkins was charged with two felony charges of sexual assault in the second degree, penetration of an incapacitated victim, and sexual assault in the third degree. He's being held at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. His bail is set at $75,000. His next pretrial hearing is set for July 8th. Juanita Nick is an extremely courageous survivor. She made sure that the Bethel Police Department did their job and that her rapist was charged. Hopefully, her story will have an impact on how sexual assault cases are handled in the Delta. If you or someone you love is a victim of sexual assault, please contact the Office of Victims' Rights. They offer free legal services for all victims of crimes. Their phone number is 907-754-3460. The nationwide number is 844-754-3460. If you're living in the YK Delta, the Tundra's Women's Coalition, which is a local domestic violence shelter, can be reached at 543-3444. If you're in a village and need to report an incident, call the state troopers at 543-2294. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. Next week's episode will be about the hairy man, and I'll do two stories, and I will have a special guest. Current stats. We have 1,141 listens, 2,711 likes on Facebook, and 327 followers on Instagram. I would like to thank and welcome all of the new listeners, especially the ones that have come in from the Delta. Thank you! If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.